If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the best ways to detach from a need for validation is to forget. First, grieve. Grieve what you did not know at the time you wish that you knew it. You can't know everything. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And today I want to discuss a very important topic, and it is all about detaching from the need for validation. But of course, before we get into it, I just want to talk about my weekend and then mind a few celebrities' business. I don't really like minding other people's business, but this is just interesting. And I feel like it kind of goes into today's topic. So yeah, my weekend was amazing. My weekend was fantastic. If you guys saw my pictures over the weekend, you would know that my hair was straight. And now as you look at me, my hair is in twist, because y'all already know maintaining a silk press is just hard. Okay. I walked into that salon at 9 a.m. on Friday. By 6 p.m., we was already getting frizzy, okay? Then we went to the club. If you on TikTok, you know, when we in the club, we all fam, okay? we went to the club, and it got sweaty. So I had to go to the wonderful Gucci Mane Symphony on Saturday night. That was the only reason I got my hair straightened, because it was between getting my hair straightened, and it was between that and getting a quick weave. Now, low-key should have got the quick weave. But the reason I didn't get the quick weave was because I needed my hair, my ends clipped anyway. So I'm like, if I need my ends clipped, I might as well just go ahead and get my hair straightened, because it's like the same price. And the quick weave is probably like $30 more. So I'll just pay to get my hair washed, straightened, and ends clipped. We were so lit in that symphony. When I came out, my hair was frizzy already. And this week, I have a very busy week at work. I'm traveling this week. Like right now, I'm recording this before I leave to go out of town. And I'm going to be on a beach. So being on a beach after having a weekend that I had, which was litty, and trying to maintain a silk press. Yeah, I said, let me just wash this hair and twist it, because ain't nobody got time. Because then I got a little date on Sunday. And I work from Monday to Saturday this week. And on Sunday, I need my hair in curly state. And that's only going to happen if it's twisted right now. So you just got to make adult decisions. Now, old me would be like, you wasted that money. New me understands that I had a lituation on Friday and Saturday and my hair served me. So I am okay. If you guys have never seen trap music done with an orchestra, you are missing out on life. Okay, last year, Jeezy did his trap symphony. Not a huge Jeezy fan, but I would have went if I knew about it and if I could afford it. But I went to the Gucci Mane one because I'm more of a Gucci fan, and I have a very generous friend who paid for my ticket, and he put every dime. It was worth it, honey. I'm telling you, we had a time. It was so lit, and I feel bad for everybody, because I don't know why you don't understand. If it is a symphony, they start on time. Ain't none of that ghetto stuff. No, they start on time. They had acts, okay? Act one, here you go. Act two, here you go. And them acts were quick. So a lot of people missed the first half. And in the first half, he had all the like hits. He had photo shoot. He had Freaky Girl. Like, y'all missed it. I'm so sorry. But we were on time sitting in our seats, okay? Then the second half was lit. He brought out OJ the Juice Man. OJ the Juice Man still got that hey, that high pitched A. Yep, he got it. And then he brought out Quavo. Yes, definitely brought out Quavo. And he brought out Rocco. Rocco had me cracking up. Rocco, that friend who ain't been nowhere and he don't care. So Gucci Man's in the middle of his set. In the middle of his set, the whole orchestra's playing. The conductor was doing his thug dizzle. That man had changed outfits. He was up there going like... The musicians was bouncing. You could tell everybody was having fun. Rocco go come out with his camera as if his friend ain't on stage and this ain't a real performance. And he's recording with a drink, a red cup in his hand. I'm like, you know what? I love a good ghetto cousin. I love it. I love a good ghetto cousin, honey. So it was such a good time, y'all. Like, that was actually my first time going to a symphony. I'm getting a lot of good firsts this year. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, I had an incredible weekend. This weekend, okay? I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't even gonna hold y'all. This weekend, October, pretty lit for me. I ain't even gonna hold y'all. October, pretty lit. Minding other people's business. So I really don't watch a lot of dating shows. The reason I don't is because I understand how what you see and hear can affect your belief system and like encourage certain narratives. So as a person who has been single, well, y'all know about my two business day relationship, but for a person who, you know, fights to remain hopeful in dating, watching certain dating shows can discourage the heck out of you. Because when you watch these dating shows, you have to understand, like, although Love Is Blind was wholeheartedly meant for only Cameron and Lauren. Okay, that's it. We have to understand when we're watching these shows, it's for entertainment. So in our intent of watching it, wait, maybe we're watching it because we're hopeful that these people will find love. But the producers don't care about none of that for real. They're hopeful that you will tune in and watch this show, be entertained. That's why they will allow foolishness to go on. That's why I don't watch Love Is Blind. I watch it through TikTok. That's how I know what's going on, but I don't watch it. I stopped tuning in to Married at First Sight after Homeboy debacle. I can't even remember that man's name. Y'all know who I'm talking about. The one who was dating the dark-skinned girl, and you could tell he was like a colorist, and he basically called her ugly, but he was still having sex with her, and she just was so enamored by him. Chris. Y'all, see? That's it. Chris. Him. Stop watching it after that. I don't like it. So, but there is one that I watch. I do love a good Queen's Court, okay? The reason I like Queen's Court, so if y'all don't know what Queen's Court is, last season was Tamar, and that's when she met that white devil. Tamar, Evelyn Lozada, she met a guy on there. I really liked the guy she met, but I don't know why she didn't like him. And then it was Nivea. I love me some Nivea real bad. She is so sweet. I would love to be her friend. This season, it's Lisa Ray, Delicious, aka London. Delicious's real name is London, and she wants to go by London on the show. But we know her, of course, as Delicious. That's her brand. And then K. Michelle's on there. So I love me some Lisa Ray real bad. I've actually met Lisa Ray in person. She's beautiful in person. TV does her no justice. Her soul is very beautiful, too. Like, you can tell she's really nice. She was very approachable. Wonderful human. So I've been watching this season, and I'm only on, like, episode 5. And I noticed something about Delicious that, if y'all hear stuff in the background, of course, it's my dog. He says hello. Delicious has a very interesting picker. I don't think she has good, healthy picking skills when it comes to men. I think the criteria she picks from is from a place of brokenness. I heard Pastor Stephen Furtick say one time a great way to describe it. He said the healthiest part of himself picked his wife, right? So I think many times when we're out here in these dating scenes, in these dating streets, we are picking from unhealthy places. And what that looks like is if you are an unhealed person and you are trying to avoid dating the last guy that you dated, you're picking from an unhealthy place because you're picking from fear. You're picking from the fear that you're going to get what you got last time. So when you're picking like that, you're not of sober mind. So you're going to pick wrong. So the criteria you're picking from surface stuff. You're like, oh, the last guy I dated used to raise his voice. So any guy that raises his voice, you're like, I'm not going to pick him. Or the last guy I dated, he seemed lazy. He, you know, didn't want to get a job. So if you meet a guy and he says, oh, I'm in between jobs because I'm working on something, I'm trying to start a business, you'll probably feel some type of way. When the only way to break a pattern is to not focus on the surface, you got to go underneath the surface. You had to ask yourself the hard questions. What about me attracted me to him? And what about him attracting me to him? And also, like, what brought us together? because they say we attract who we are. So what broken part of me was attracted to this human and made me want him and made him want me? So you have to dig deep. And I feel like with Delicious, like the way she be picking these dudes and the red flags she be seeing, I be like, girl, what is happening? K. Michelle be cracking me up though. So K. Michelle, I enjoy how she I like to say interviews. I like how she sifts through these guys because she does not lead with a lustful. That's my dog, y'all. She don't lead with like this lustful energy. She don't lead with this like superficial energy. That's what I'm looking for. She leads with this wisdom of like, I know what I want. I know what I don't want. And when I see something, I'm moving. So I love how K. Michelle moves on this show because sis don't play that. And she does not, she hasn't kissed anybody. She's really getting to know them. She's talking to them. She wants to understand their heart. She wants to understand their values, whatever, whatever. I also love how Lisa Ray is moving. Lisa Ray and me move pretty similarly because me, I'm a lover girl. So I want the affection. I want the kisses. I want the hugs. I want, if I'm into you, I want to show you like, this is me. I'm going to show up very like a little bit, you know, clingy. I'm gonna express how I feel. I'm not gonna hold back. If that's how I feel, like if I like you, I'm gonna be like, I like you. You know what I mean? And I don't mind doing that because I'm confident enough to know. Now, if it's not reciprocated, I can easily fall back. Now, listen, people don't understand that about me. And maybe that's the Gemini. You know, people always be like, Gemini got two personalities. I don't. But when I want you, I want you. I like you. And I want you, okay? But when I don't, when it's like a switch. When it switches off, there is no middle ground. There is no fade out. It's an immediate switch. Like one day I'm into you, I want you, we here, we talking all the time. And then the next day, what's your name? Who are you? Why are you texting me? You might be blocked, okay? So I get Lisa right. But with Delicious, she's low-key leading with like a lustful sexual energy. And I feel like that's not what she wants to do. Because she even said because of her brand, she's often seen like as the sex kitten. But you have to lead with something different. And it ain't even about how she dressed and how she presents. I'm going to give you an example. Like she was talking to this guy and she was like, do you envision having sex with me? It's like, what? How did this conversation even come up? Or like she'll make low-key slick sexual jokes. And it's like, what are y'all doing? And why? What is happening? So I want to put a sticky note there because, no, let's lead into today's topic. I feel like when you are often used to getting validation from certain parts of yourself, be it healthy or unhealthy, you will continue to lean into that because you feel like you need this validation in order to keep yourself confident. I feel like a piece of London/Delicious feels like the reason men like her, the reason the world loves her is because she has this sex kitten image. So I feel like she does not know how to not lean into that, even though she wants something different. I feel like there's a need for validation within her, especially after hearing about how her marriage ended. Her husband left her. So I believe there's some brokenness there. If someone abandons you, to build that confidence back up, it takes a minute. It takes a second because you're going to blame yourself. You're going to wonder, was I not pretty enough? Was I not good enough? Was something wrong with me? So I feel like she's still coping and battling with that. That's why she's showing up like this in this competition because you can see her brokenness. Like the other women, they're not dealing with the stuff she's dealing with because one dude has walked out on her completely on this show. And there's another dude who she just got into an argument with and he threatened to walk out too. And I believe this is happening just because she is showing up as an unhealthy version of herself because she still needs to heal from this divorce. And that's just my opinion. And I feel like a lot of it has to do with the need for validation because a lot of people feel like, so a lot of people think they need closure from the ex that left them because in their mind, they are questioning if they are good enough. They are questioning, why did this person leave me? it must be something wrong with me. So they want that closure. Not everybody, but a lot of people want that closure because they believe that if I can get this person to tell me it wasn't me, if I can get this person to say something to me to help me feel validated in that moment, then I can move on. But the truth is, what broke you cannot fix you. So the only way to heal is to look inward and to go upward. Because baby, I'm a pray. I got to pray. The best healing I've ever experienced has only come from the Father, my Father in heaven. I'm sorry. Not sorry. I'm going to just be honest with y'all. Because it's like you're leaning into things that are external, trying to heal something internal. It'll never work. It'll never work. It just won't work. So I really hope that she gets the healing that she needs. And I feel like that need for validation is really tearing her up. Because she wants to be chosen because someone walked out on her. She wants to make up for that. So I didn't think I was going to spend this long on that topic, but I feel like it tracks. Second person.
At Dave Gill Chevrolet, we have back to school savings all month long. Check out our incredible selection of the latest Chevrolet models, including the rugged Silverado, the versatile Trax, and the stylish Equinox. We pride ourselves on exceptional customer service and unbeatable deals. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online at DaveGillChevy.com or stop by our dealership at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus. Dave Gill Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. See dealer for complete details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
My sweet baby, Keisha Cole. Now, Keisha Cole looks amazing. Keisha Cole is very talented. Keisha Cole is 42. She is older than me, but I feel like she's younger than me because she keep picking these young whippersnappers. Like, I think her last baby daddy, like 21. I think her, this new dude she dealing with named Huncho. Y'all, these new rappers be tearing me up. I'm getting old. I'm at that age. These new rappers, I'm like, Huncho? That ain't Quavo? I thought Quavo was Huncho. There's another Huncho? He's 25? What he seen? These new rappers be tearing me up, y'all. I'm at that age, honey. So apparently, she done fell in love with a 25-year-old and she 42. Y'all know I have a whole episode of me being delivered from these young dudes because these young dudes will come for your neck. But I think, I'm going to tell you what I think. This is my theory. And I could be wrong, but this is my theory. When I was in my 20s, especially around like between 23 and like 28, I was very insecure. I was very broken. When I became more healed, I had moments where I wish I could relive those years of my life as the confident, secure woman I am today. And I would grieve those seasons heavily because I'm like, dang, I wasted so much time not seeing how valuable and beautiful and great of a catch I am. And if I could relive it as in this mindset, I probably would have won. I probably would have done better. I probably would be married by now. All these coulda, woulda, shouldas if I would have, right? So I remember in those seasons, I would find myself entertaining younger guys. And I think a lot of it had to do with me, another need for validation, me trying to prove it to my now self that if my now self were as great as I was then, like as great, this how I'm saying, I'm sorry, I'm trying to put the words together. If the me now could have been the me at 24, if I date this 24, 25-year-old, it would prove it to that old person that needs that validation to say, like, back then, if you would have been as great as you are and as confident you are, you could have got and bagged all those dudes and that dude might marry you. It's like, I'm trying to relive a moment in my life that I can never relive. And I feel like that's what's going on with Keisha Cole. I think she feels like she wasted some years of her life in those 20s, maybe in her marriage. I don't remember. I don't know how old she was when she was married. Something going on. because I do know, because I know when she first came out with the album, I Changed My Mind, that album slapped. When she was dealing with Kanye, I think her and Kanye West dated. Like, I feel like it's something she's trying to relive to maybe prove something. And baby, you don't have to. I swear to God, you don't have to. One of the best ways to detach from a need for validation is to forget. First, grieve what you did not know at the time you wish that you knew it. You can't know everything. You just won't. Most of our wisdom comes from not knowing something and having to learn it and applying that to now. So you have to learn to grieve seasons where you wish you were another person at the time, or you wish you were the person you are now at that time. No, because if you didn't go through that, you still wouldn't be who you are today. So you had to go through that to get to who you are today. Okay. So that's one way, like step one, to really detach it from that need for validation. Because a lot of it comes from us wanting to amend for past mistakes, and we're trying to amend by reliving. You can't relive it. You're past it. It happened. It's in the past. Leave it there. Grieve it. I'm not telling you that it doesn't suck. It does. That's why I want you to grieve it. But two, you got to forgive yourself. Forgiving yourself is one of the hardest things. Y'all don't understand how much stuff I have had to forgive myself for. But when you think about it from a biblical point of view, in the Lord's Prayer, it says, forgive me my trespasses as I forgive the trespasses of others. Of others can include yourself. You got to forgive yourself too. If God can forgive and forget your transgressions and remember your sins not, you got to forgive yourself as well. So I really want you to lean into that self-forgiveness, because you are not going to detach from your need for validation until you forgive yourself and forgive others. Because a lot of us also, we're trying. I remember, if y'all go back to an episode I have about being in a verbally abusive relationship, for a long time, a lot of the words that man said to me stuck. I was listening to a sermon this morning, and it was saying that when you come into agreement with something, that means that you basically agree with what that person is saying, and you live out that agreement with your actions. So there were moments where he would tell me, like, basically he called me a hoe one time. So I agreed with him. I believe that. I'm like, dang, I'm a hoe. So I would walk around with this heavy shame on me, and I wasn't doing nothing that would make him think that. He was just an evil human. Okay. So I agree with that. And for a long time, like, I would move in a way where I'm trying to prove it to him. So like, I would get into a relationship and I'd be like, Hey, look at me over here. I'm in a relationship. So that means I'm not a hoe. Or I know at one point, like when I tried to start celibacy around like dating him, but my real journey didn't begin until years after him, which is funny because now I'm thinking, like, when I stopped needing validation from him, he actually re-entered my life at like 1 year into my celibacy. And y'all know that nigga was trying to test me. Like, he was trying to test to make sure that I really was. And I was. And I wasn't studying him. And I didn't need to validate him. But he was trying to test me. But the Lord will make a table before your enemies. And Lord made that table because he tried to test me. And when I seen it, I cut him off. I blocked him. And he was confused because I had never treated him like that before, because I needed the validation from him. But when I let him go, when I forgave him, when I stopped caring what he thought, I detached from that need for validation for him. And then became the woman that I always was. Like, I was always this person, but I just started walking in it because I let go of what he thought about me. But it held on to me for a long time. So that is another way you need to detach from this validation. The reason this conversation even came up was because I was talking to a friend over the weekend, and we were just, because we've known each other since we were like 22, and we were just talking about like the guys we used to date and just all of that. And for a long time, I let go of pretty good guys in my past because I wanted the approval from friends. Like, I want all my friends to think this guy was a good catch. And not in a way of course, like me. I want my friends to like the guy I'm with, meaning like I want them to be like, oh yeah, he's cool. I would like to be around him. Like, I would like for them to be able to go out like to lunch or something and vibe. But I wanted their approval to the point where, like, I wanted them to look at my dude and be like, oh, yeah, he fine. Oh, yeah, he look good. Oh, yeah, you got a good one. Like, I wanted that. And that's so unnecessary because, first of all, me and all my friends got different tastes, which is amazing. It's amazing for friendship because y'all not going for the same dude, okay? And two, who cares? No, like, for real, who cares? Like, I shouldn't care. And that need for validation was insane. But a lot of that came from, you know, I was bullied growing up. I wasn't really accepted. Like, I started getting bullied in elementary school. Middle school, bullied, not accepted, not fitting in. For a long time, I didn't fit in. I didn't, honestly, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all, I didn't start fitting in until college. So when I started fitting in college, I was chasing that feeling. I was chasing that belonging. I was chasing that emotion, and that built that need for validation in me. So a lot of my actions came from me chasing validation, chasing approval from people. So I had to really build confidence within myself, and that came from overcoming just so many things, from overcoming and, like I said, grieving the points of my life where I was bullied, forgiving those people for bullying me, grieving the points in my life when I did go through emotional and verbal abuse, and forgiving those people, but also building up that confidence and that necessity. Another thing, this is a silent one. Another way that a need for validation messed me up a lot was my pacing in relationships. I realized, and I realized this recently, because my two business day relationship, I don't know why that makes me so, that laugh so much. My relationship was two business days. I'm joking for anyone who knows the relationship actually lasted for like 2 months, but I mean, technically that's like two business days. But anyway, I feel like that relationship was rushed because I really should have waited, because I feel like God hadn't completely confirmed the yes, but I felt like it was a good idea, so I just went with it. But I feel like, and I had some dis-ease about it. Like, I wasn't at peace with that decision or rush, but I'm like, it's going to be good because we were friends first. But like now, in this dating scene that I'm in right now, currently, I find myself okay with experiencing a person and getting to know them and not trying to rush to be in a relationship. The reason is, before, of course, and definitely because I dealt with an anxious attachment style. If a guy came in and wanted, if we met on Monday and he wanted to be my man by Friday, that made sense to me because it validated that I was girlfriend material, I was wifey material, and that he really liked me. I felt like guy wanting to go fast equals guy wanting me really bad. Guy wants to be with me. Guy wants to wife me. That validation is something that I felt that I needed. But in reality, I don't need that. Because many times if a guy rushing you like that, most of the time it's love bombing. And you don't want to be a part of that. And that's an unhealthy part of you picking. See, the healthy part of me is confident enough to know that if a man comes in, stays, whatever he wants to do, how his actions have nothing to do with my worth. His actions have nothing to do with how great of a catch I am. His actions have nothing to do with who I am and how I show up. So if he walks out today, ghosts me today, whatever, I'm still that girl. Like, I'm still amazing. It has nothing to, and it took me so long to get here and overcome that need for validation. And you may be wondering, like, girl, how did you get here? Work, okay? A whole lot of prayer. Some therapy coupled in between, and a lot of time just really recognizing and debunking. That's a good one. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I had to debunk a lot of false narratives in my head. The Bible literally says, cast down vain imaginations and make them obedient to Christ. Because we have these narratives in our head. There is somebody right now who feels like you are unattractive because you're single. And that is a lie. You think if you had a bigger butt, you'd be in a relationship. Baby, that thing's sitting behind me and I'm single. Okay? You think if you did XYZ, then you'd be in a relationship. You think that if you are a better catch, then men will want. it's a lie. It's a vain imagination. Come out of agreement with that nonsense. It is stupid. It is foolish. It is untrue. It's the enemy playing with your brain because he wants you to come into agreement with that foolishness. Because if he can keep you in agreement with that foolishness, he can keep you moving in a way that you're timid. You don't show up fully as yourself. You're second guessing yourself. You're not fully who you are with that person. So of course you're going to keep missing. Of course. And then you picking from an unhealthy place. You picking from a funky, nasty place because you don't think you that girl when you are. Stop playing with them. You out here loud and entertaining foolishness and guys who give you bare minimum because you don't understand that you that girl because you still in agreement with foolishness. Come out of it. I need you to stop. I need you to understand it. So I had to go through really debunking a lot of false narratives. Like I've talked about how I always used to be like, oh, I used to joke and be like, oh, I'm gonna die alone. False narrative. I used to think like if my hair was long enough, then I would be like, if my hair was longer, then I would be in a relationship. It's stupid stuff. If I had green eyes, I would be in a relationship. If I had big boobs, I would be in a relationship. It was the stupidest stuff, y'all. But I had to let go of these false narratives and understand, like, baby girl, the way somebody treats you is their business. It has more to say about them and not you. If somebody is a dirty, nasty, funky, dusty Negro, he gonna be that to you, Keisha, Kim, Felicia, everybody. It ain't got nothing to do with you. He just a funky, nasty, dusty, musty individual, okay? So I just want y'all to detach from the need for validation because it is necessary. So this ain't an episode where I was like, I wanna write down these key points. I feel like a lot of stuff that I pointed out, y'all can really sit and process and analyze, and you'll see probably yourself in some of these things, and you'll be able to identify it. Because when you can identify a root, you can dig it up. And when you dig that baby up, it's gone. But I want y'all to remember the scripture that I talked about, casting down those vain imaginations, because it'll have you messed up, come into agreement with the enemy. It'll have you messed up. You don't want to do that. Okay. So I know this doesn't help somebody. If it has, send this to your mama, your brother, your sister, your cousin, because they need this help. They need to detach from the need for validation because it is plaguing you and them. But I hope y'all love this. Like, comment, share. Give me great ratings. If it ain't a 5, don't leave no rating. And until next time, y'all. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.